In junior high, my daily goal was not to humiliate myself or look like the awkward young man that I was. It was a good day if I didn't stumble or say something stupid. Even on my best days, though, I felt like a loser, especially on one never-to-be-forgotten, very bad day. Somehow, I had landed on our school's track team competing in a big meet. Our team performed pathetically in all events, but I became the focal point of all negative attention as the anchor of the 440 relay team. By the time I received the baton, the five other teams had finished their race, so there I was, running all alone in what seemed like a two-hour dash. I can still hear the laughter roaring as I finish the relay alone. Every father passes a baton to his child in the generational relay. My dad had stuffed the baton with Christian truths and moral principles, but there was a problem. He passed it off too late. By the time he thought I was ready to receive it, at about age 21, the agony of defeat was rooted in place. At the age of 11 or 12, your son's preparation must begin, and his questions must be answered in order to instill the confidence, integrity, and purity necessary to run well in the latter legs. Are you passing the baton to your son in time? Tune in this week as we continue to focus on fathering.